when the history of this new company that I'm setting up with Jonathan Arm is written, this particular moment in its history will be forgotten. It will not be recorded in the annals that I had a difficult decision to make about whether to turn left and go to a destination via the tunnel in Cork or to go right and go through the city centre. And yet, at this moment in time, it feels to me like the most important decision of all. In other words, which one will get me to the destination fastest? Because there is absolutely no way I can make any extra time during this particular afternoon, and time is running out to reach the point where we have to press the button and reveal who we are and what we're going to do to the world and to people in particular. So it's very interesting, I think, that realization that the small junctures, moments in the life of a project, any project for that matter, but this just happens to be the launch of a company, but the tiny moments will get forgotten unless you do something to hold on to them, and they are actually very interesting, because in a way the whole project is made up of a whole load of tiny little moments like this. Will I go left or will I go right? Will I write this word or will I write that word on the piece of paper? Will I say this point of view? Will I express it or will I not express it? It almost makes me feel that, you know, we know that computers are digitally, binary numbers underpin the all software coding, and computers are all built around binary stuff. But it almost makes me feel as if so too is normal human life, and so too has it been from the beginning of time. I've never thought this thought before. Maybe it's one that you've all thought all the time. But I'm now getting stuck in traffic in the centre of the city, as opposed to getting stuck in traffic as I came down the hill past a school that is turning out school children. So, and in the end of the day, I'm heading for a meeting that has to finish at 4 o'clock, and it's 12 minutes past three right now. And the amount of time that I'll have for the conversation with Vincent Walsh is entirely determined by whether I've made the right decision or... And there it is. So it's all in the lap of the gods. And in the long run, of course, you see, this particular moment in time will be swept up with all other moments and will appear to be irrelevant and will thereby be forgotten. But actually, there are things that are worth remembering, and thank goodness for Audio Boo, because it gives me a place where I can very occasionally dump little audio postcards about what life is really like. An afterthought. Shakespeare got it right, of course. To be or not to be. That is the question.